So here we are, back from Russia, the heart of Russia. Yes, we said we would be back.
We said we would be back.
We are here now, and we have attacked all the demonic in St. Petersburg and round about the way. So guess what? Yes, the exterminator of the demonic. We have been there, and we are back and ready to do something else for God. Enjoy.
Enjoy podcast number 18.
From Russia, with love. Ground control.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Kat and Jen. And we're actually doing something different.
Yep. Last time we tried pondering in the parlor. This time we're doing an MSP. And what is that, Kat?
That is a mobile spontaneous podcast.
That's right. And I'm driving.
Yes, she's doing the driving, which is probably
so
good
for us.
Very
fun. Good at this time since we're still kind of recovering from our Baltic cruise that we just got, our 12-day cruise where we went to quite a few nations and we imparted stuff in the land and prayed over the atmosphere of the land.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. There were so many of the hosts, right?
Yep. We started in England and then we went to Norway and Denmark and then Estonia. And then
Russia.
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Russia.
Finland,
we were there 2 days.
And then back to Denmark.
Yeah.
And then back to England.
Yeah. It was really awesome.
And God opened an awesome door for Kat when we were in Oslo, Norway. You want to share about that?
Yeah. There's a new Christian television station opening up in Oslo, Norway. And they're all very passionate about the vision God has given them. So just be in prayer for them. It was God setting everything up for us. And so, yes, I got to be interviewed live, and you can find that on my Facebook page, right?
Yep. Yes, because while they were Facebook Living her, I was in the background Facebook Living the behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
You get to see kind of the action. And I know some people say it was a little hard to hear Kat, but the point of doing it was just so that you could see the behind the scenes of what was going on. And there was some powerful intercessors on around behind us, which was amazing.
Yes, it was amazing. And the reception desk going into this place had such glory coming off of it, just like it was glowing in the spirit realm.
You could feel the anointing.
You could feel the anointing all over it, filling the room. And so I asked them, who did this belong to or where did you get this? And they said Graham Cook had given it to them for the station. But they also said this is also the last pulpit that Billy Graham preached from before he died. So you can imagine the anointing that was on that piece of furniture. It was awesome. And so God's going to do powerful things in Norway. Their purpose is to take the kingdom, message of the kingdom, yep, and heaven culture into Norway and then from there to America.
And also on the podium was a 100-year-old Bible
that was one of their past kings of Norway.
Which was really amazing.
Yeah, so they actually had, what God had done was he put something there that represented justice and authority in the natural realm because of the king whose Bible that was there. But in the spirit realm, one of the highest level men of God in our country ever, that would be Billy Graham, who preached from that pulpit, and all the anointing he carried was still on it. It remains. So we had authority in the spirit realm to speak on and authority in the natural realm to speak on. And so God's going to do powerful things. I'm sure that you will see us going back there again to do some more interviews.
Yeah, that was definitely a divine appointment.
And we also had an interview on the ship that would also be broadcast in Norway at one time. So God is totally touching that nation. And so we did have a good time. We also had a lot of fun.
We made
new friends, didn't we?
We made lots of friends. So hi to everybody.
Yes. Hi, everybody. We enjoyed being with you.
It was great meeting new people from everywhere. This year's cruise was amazing because 10 nations were represented.
It was very international.
There were 13 people alone from Malaysia.
Malaysia!
And then there was people from Sweden and Norway. And
Hawaii.
And Africa. Australia. New Zealand.
Yeah, it was powerful.
I want to say a special hello to the lady from Norway. It's Aldrin.
Aldrin, I think.
She was the fire lady. Fire!
Yeah, she was. She was a fire lady. It was awesome.
Anyway.
It was exciting.
It was. And we had Roy Fields with us this year.
Oh, yeah.
Usually Steve Swanson does the worship, but
he also lives in Florida too.
This year we had Roy Fields.
Mm-hmm. He was a part of the Lakeland Revival, and he attended the Brownsville Revival, but it was literally sang worship in the Lakeland Revival. It was amazing. He writes songs about heaven, and so he's very revelatory in his song. And he was a very funny person.
He kept us laughing.
We laughed so hard at every dinner that we had
at the
dinner table that they assigned everybody. He was a riot. And his son David was such a young gentleman. We enjoyed being with him too. So we thank you, Roy, and thank his wife for letting him go.
Yes.
Because that was not easy to go for 12 days, okay? And to
I know.
Be away from your family. So we thank everyone who gave to that, who attended it, who prayed for it, those who couldn't go but prayed. Your prayers were felt, and it totally shifted things in the spirit realm.
And another thing that we did different this year is we had workshops.
Yeah.
We did workshops where we did a photography workshop, which Kat and I did together.
Yeah, that was a lot
which
of fun. That was fun.
My first time using a microphone, and I kind of hogged it a little bit.
She hogged it. Can you imagine? And also, the prophetic art workshop,
yes.
Which Chris did.
Chris did a prophetic art workshop.
And everybody loved them.
I would have preferred if someone was there to hog my microphone.
Well, we're definitely going to do them on the next cruise,
yes.
The British Isles cruise. And so we want to remind you of that. Go to heavenlycruises.com and check out July 18th of 2019,
yes.
And we'll have a British Isles cruise. It's going to be amazing. Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and England, and we fly into Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And a lot of inventors live there. Actually, we have ancestors.
Yeah, we do.
Our own
in
ancestors.
Ireland and Wales
and
England.
Yes, we do. So we're excited about that.
So that's going to be
amazing.
So
we'll probably get back with you later. And great day.
We've got to go and feed a cat from some of our team members that stayed over for some covert operations
and
implanting things in areas that God is taking them. They stayed
in Scotland
over
right now.
Yeah,
in Scotland right now.
So we're gonna go and
take care of their cat. Their ancient cat.
We just want to let you guys know
he is the ancient of days.
Ancient of cat days is right.
So we hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We actually did something a little different too. We have a Q&A from someone on our little mobile spontaneous podcast adventure.
Yeah, into the market.
A question on the streets. Well, it wasn't really on the streets. It was a question in the market.
In the market store.
I'll come up straight after this, so just hold on.
And
yes.
Anyway, enjoy the podcast, and
we'll Woo-hoo!
Speak to you guys later.
That's
Woo-hoo!
Right.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so we're here in Fresh Market with Beth, and she's volunteered to ask a question for Kat to answer on the podcast. So here we go.
Can you actually ride on clouds in heaven? Because that's what I've heard.
Like what you've seen on the movies and stuff like that.
Well, I've heard the gates are golden. There's big pearly gates and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you can ride on clouds, and is that true?
Well, that is a pretty cool question, and she is going to answer that. Maybe even right now, because they've got no customers.
Do it right now. It's better to do it right now.
Okay.
So the question was, can you really ride on clouds when you go to heaven? And are there really pearly gates or streets of gold? Do they really exist there? And that answer would be yes to all three. There absolutely are pearly gates, and the streets of gold are so dense. so deep, but that you can see your own reflection. They're so crystal clear. It's like crystal clear gold that you walk on the streets of gold. And yes, not only can you ride on a cloud, when you worship God in heaven, you are caught up on your worship as you're singing, and you're carried into the throne of God. So your own praise takes you into the throne of God. That's even after you've been there for quite a while. Every time you are walking around heaven, you go on tours of heaven, there's excitement, there's adventure, there's fun things in heaven that God made for all of us. And I think the most stunning place to be is in his throne room, where you see all of his, he calls them his children, are around. His throne is in the middle of the throne room. It's not on a back wall. He knew exactly what he was doing when he made heaven. So all of his children can be all the way around his throne and worship and celebrate all the time. Sometimes they have pizza. Uh-huh. There's food in heaven, and all the food of heaven is made out of light. How do you like that one? No weight gain, no food allergy,
yeah.
But all the delicious things we have on the earth, they are available in heaven.
And that's true that it's never dark in heaven, right?
Yeah, never dark, no darkness.
And what was the other, there was one other question.
Nobody sleeps.
And everybody's always happy.
Always happy, filled with
the
life of
God. Can't ask for anything better than that.
No, nobody gets offended, angry, upset. And if they were on the earth, you forget about it. But one thing I will say, there is only one way there. Can you guess what that way is?
Yes, asking God into your life as your Lord and Savior.
That's right, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yep.
You are right on that one.
He's in my heart, girlfriend.
Good. Because I tell people all the time, if there's another heaven, good luck. But the one I saw belonged to the God of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss what he has made for you there.
I wouldn't in a million years.
This is another one thing for free. Everyone is young.
Oh, well, that's good. God bless.
People die. And when you die, your spiritual body steps out of the physical body.
Right.
Because it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So you have a spiritual body inside that looks like you, but a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be 100. And when they die, they don't want to come back. Because they step in that old body. They step out of their body. They're like in their late 20s. And they're amazed at how young they look and feel. I tell people, if your great grandma's dying, don't ask her to come back. She's going to say, "Are you kidding?" So it is a beautiful, amazing place where you live. And I think one of the things I saw that really blessed me was that your pets go to heaven.
Mm.
Because you love them.
Yes.
He takes them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, thank you for letting us interview you today.
Yeah, sure.
Here at Fresh Market.
Sure.
That is super awesome. And you've been one of our first mobile spontaneous podcast people.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, pretty incredible. I like to be a first.
Much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, everybody. This is Kat. And I just thought, it's an amazing podcast that we've got together for you. A lot of funny things, exciting things. But you know what I thought? You just needed a little bit of extra revelation. So we're going to talk about how important is it to be a part of the business community in this time on the earth and to operate in the marketplace just like Christ did. He was a carpenter. Hey, he was all for business, and he still is. So here's some great revelation.
Enjoy!
Yeah, Jesus was sent as a businessman. I remember when I used to first start talking that people's eyebrows would go out like, what? I'm like, what was he on the earth?
A carpenter.
He didn't say, I'm sending my son as a rabbi. He didn't say that. I'm going to send my son as a pastor. I'm going to send him as a teacher, an evangelist. He didn't never say that. He's sending him as a carpenter. So go to the Yellow Pages, or go on Siri, or go on Google, and Google the word carpenter.
I know a lot of people.
Someone who works with wood. It is a business people. And he met lots of sinners. He sat and ate with the sinners because they had projects for him to work on. What did he say with the sinners? He was building things for them, people. Okay? He was a master carpenter. He was a good carpenter. And he actually made lots of money. God set him up where he would have lots of money. He became poor the day he left heaven. So we could be rich. Not just rich in the gospel or rich in the spirit realm, but really, literally, we could live rich and wealthy.
What a lot of people don't realize.
And you're in business. You can make money. Not hope somebody drops it on you. Go ahead, Janet. What do you have to say? throw it in there.
I was going to say, not only did he choose Mary to be Jesus' mother, but he chose Joseph raise him.
Who was in business.
He was a carpenter. Joseph is just, his role in that whole thing is just as important as Mary's.
Yes, it is.
Because he trained Jesus
in his gift.
In his gift. Mm-hmm. And like you say, Jesus still uses his gift in heaven.
He does.
And he still makes furniture.
Yes, and he loves it. He helps to build people's mansions. You know? He helps God. They design them. He has a part of it. And I tell people, like any silversmith, every silversmith that's a good silversmith, every carpenter that's a good carpenter, every jeweler that's a good jeweler, they design a little mark that represents them. And on every piece they make, whether it's a gem, whether it's jewelry, or whether it's woodwork, you know, whatever, or artist even, you put that little mark on that piece of jewelry. And even now, several hundred years later, when something was made, you know, you've seen the roadshow thing on TV, and they give a value to these things that were made several hundred years ago. It increases in value, and they can turn that over. Whatever it was made out of, if it was copper, if it was alabaster, if the jewelry was silver or gold, they will turn that over and they will find that mark of the workman who made it. And they can actually tell you where it came from and who made that. This is how significant it is that even Jesus has his own little mark.
Yep.
And when he makes things in heaven for your mansions, he puts that little mark on there. So he himself had a little symbol that represented him when he was in the earth. In his skill. So the greatest thing you can do for God now, if he's really encouraging you to go into business or start a business, do it. Because you're pursuing what he wants right now on the earth to his wealth. Hello? If you get with the ideas and inventions, who's going to make them?
Yeah.
Not the angels.
But make sure you create your own mark.
Make a mark or a logo for yourself.
For yourself, yep.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have problems with this. Not with what you're saying, but they get an idea, they maybe get sort of two steps along, and then they find something that kind of makes them think, oh, that wasn't for me, it didn't work out perfectly, that couldn't have been God because it didn't go really easily. Have you got any advice for them?
Yeah, especially if they've been trying it prior to like the last 2 years. Let's say they tried it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and it didn't work. His timing is the most important thing on the earth. And back 10, 20 years ago, there was a few people who wanted good jobs. They wanted a better job. But the difference between that and now, and the other thing now, is God is releasing the witty ideas and inventions. Some of them are to be started right now. Some of them are to be designed, written out, drawn out. And some people is going to give a lot. So they should actually keep that information. And when they've got several really good ones, there'll come a time in the next couple years that there will be wealth released on the earth just for people to design and create those with the ideas and inventions. Another way he's going to do that is, I know there'll be Christians on the earth that do that for a living, and they will actually pay you right and not try to cheat you. Because some of the people in the past would get something and they go to the wrong people or to the world and they would like steal it. I know that happens sometimes. But in this time, God is going to focus and define exactly what he means by being an inventor. Another word for that is creator.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're made in his image, they created everything, even things we didn't see. So in this time on the earth, it's going to be very important to be open to doing that. You may partner with another person. It would be a believer or an Orthodox Jew. I wouldn't want to partner with anybody in the world unless Jesus came in person and said to you, you know, I'm sending this person and he lives down the street and he's going to partner with you and business is going to be great. I'd be testing that spirit. Are you of the spirit of the Most High God who sent his son to die for the sins of this world? Because of what's going on in the spirit realm is converging with this physical realm, and you may think you know a lot or understand a lot. Never put on the shelf testing every spirit. There's going to be so much activity going on in the world with the wealth, with creating and inventing. And I always tell people, make sure you do design a registered mark. If this is something that's going to go big, Don't think you're just going to put it out there without first doing that. You need to protect what you have, God has given you to create an event. And so you need to go look that up and see what is a registered trademark. It costs a little bit of money, but most people can easily handle, fill out the papers and send in. There's a certain way you have to send in your idea or your invention that you've come up with in order to protect it. So it's going to be a little bit more complicated than just, oh, I got this idea, let's just go make them and send them out there in the world. If you don't protect it, that's half the job, is to protect what God's given you. But being in business is going to be one of the most important ways he gives wealth out.
Yep.
Do you think people are shifting from not expecting to expecting that kind of thing? Because it's almost off of people's radar of what they thought the Christian experience would be. Do you think expectation is a big part of that? To start expecting that you would even have an idea? Or do you think people already know what their idea might be?
I think a lot of people probably already know what their idea is because they've probably been listening to God talk about it, or they've actually have seen it, like in dreams or even in visions,
yeah.
Seeing it and seeing them doing things with it. I think now, even more than like, let's say 5 years ago, people are understanding this is happening because creativity is starting to flow over the earth. And it's going to keep flowing for many generations because we have to have these new things, these new ways for transportation, for clothing, even for toys, for video games. Technology, everybody thinks about technology, that's going to increase too. But just things for our everyday living are going to be invented that will be simple, that will change the way we live our lives every day. So people think of an invention like, wow, I'm going to produce some kind of new thing that will draw something down out of space, and actually that will happen one day, and everybody will have electricity by this one device from currencies or frequencies. We're going to start in other ways first. I have to say, in our day-to-day life, new things and ways to do things.
Yes, technology is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but there are many other things that we still need on this earth to change the way we live our life, and those are going to be happening. And this is the thing, sometimes God reserves some for only the believers.
Yeah.
Because in the past, I know ideas would drop from the idea zone and go all over the world. And he would send them several times around the world, and whoever grabbed it, they invented it. But in this time, it's different. Because this is the time for the body of Christ to shine and be greater than the world who does not know God.
That's right.
And the world will buy stuff that is invented on purpose, that's invented by Christians when before they were like laughed at. That's not going to happen much longer. People will not be laughing at us much longer.
So here's a strange question as a follow-up to that. You know, like with inviting the host, that's important. Otherwise, it doesn't necessarily, you know, you have to activate that.
Yeah.
Is there something in this realm of people's lives which it would help them to pray, which would maybe start that understanding, that process for them, or is it just a natural thing? Or
are you talking about business, or are you talking about
it sounds like entrepreneur type things, or is there
how will they affect their business or
well,
help
is,
their business?
Well, like, you know, when you pray to invite the host for the first time, that's like a new
to be your weapon. Yeah,
yeah, to
yeah.
be your weapon, that's like a new understanding. It takes like a step of faith. Is there anything that people can do as like a step to engage with their own destiny for things like businesses? Is there a step that they
oh
can?
Yeah, anytime you have to meet with people concerning any kind of business activities, decisions that have to be made, even by like a jurisdiction or permits or any kind of things like that, you always send the host out concerning that situation. Even if you have an idea and you're taking it to a company that's known to be valid and not and has integrity, and you want to take it there to see what you think about this, you would always say, I take power over all the power of the enemy that might in any way interfere with me starting this or getting this idea just checked out or confirmed or validated. I take power over all the power of the demonic that would interfere, interrupt, or try to steal any of this from me, and I command the host to go before me to that company you're sending it to, name the company you're sending it to, that I will be dealt with fairly and justly.
Great
and
favor.
They will give me great favor concerning this idea, and I expect it because this is my time of blessing and God to use me in the business world. They will go and they will actually talk. These hosts will talk to the people who meet to look at this to decide, is this something we can do for them? Is this something that's valid? Is this viable? But if they just tweak it a little bit, this is what will help it. And then give it back to you without stealing any of it.
Yep.
And the host will protect you and keep you in all your ways. So yes, it's very important. Or if you go into my building to start something in, you would send it to the people who would be the landlords, mm-hmm. who have to make a decision if they're going to rent you that building or lease you that building. Then you also have to send the host there to deal with anything that would be in the way or block the way of you having that. If that's what God wants you to have, then they will give you extravagant favor. And they literally will say to them, I'm giving them extravagant favor. This is the host talking to the people who have to make decisions about leasing you space or leasing you equipment. The host will say to them, I'm going to give them favor. This looks like a good deal. I like this idea. We're going to say yes. And so when you come in to meet with them, guess what they're going to say to you? We like this. This is a good deal. It's going to be something really valid that we can work with. We think you have a great idea. Yes, we're going to lease you this this equipment. We're going to lease you this building. Instead of you going on your own, why not use?
Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose for God to release the host in this time. So they have someone that just doesn't have our back, but they go before us also.
Oh, that's cool.
Or if you have an argument, let's say you're going to be a landlord, you're going to have apartments to rent, that's really important. Then make sure you send the host over every applicant that's coming to live there, that they reveal anything that would be hidden about these people, that they might be in criminal activity, or they would be somebody that you don't even want to deal with, that have real strong issues. Maybe they're alcoholics or into drugs, and the host will reveal that before you ever approve them coming in to live there. So they do all kinds of things for us to protect us and keep us in this time to do great business.
That's awesome. Good advice.